Blog Talk Radio.
At this time, I'd like to welcome to the show former CZW Junior Heavyweight Champion, multi-time, and former CZW Tag Team Champion, multi-time, one of the most hated and underrated motherfuckers in this Indies right now, the Black G, Sabian. What's poppin', man?
Yo, what's going on, dog? What's good?
Chillin', man. Chillin'. Trying to bring you on to the show, you know, get your name up there, you know, for people who don't know your past and, you know, where you came up and stuff. I figure we'll start with that. You know, who were you trained by? You know, when did you come up? That type of thing.
All right. I trained at a place in Philly called Hawkins. And, like, some of the Philly dudes, they know about Hawkins. It ain't around no more. John was in, like North Philly, Henderson area. And I got trained by this dude named Jerry Schaefer. He went by the name of Buttons. Him, Tony Nitro, Mercury trained me a little bit. Ron Starr. Gemini was actually my very first trainer before I even went to Hawkins. Gemini and this dude, Sebastian Rose. And then started going to Hawkins, started getting trained there. And then after that, you know what I'm saying, I just started, like, picking up this and that from different people, you know what I'm saying? And then just stuck with it and got better at it. About it, really.
Yeah, I think you're, I don't know, might be wrong on your debut with CZW, but from what I remember, it was a show in Delaware.
Nah. But my first time in CZW was, it was in September 02. It was in Vineland. It was Jersey. It's called Jersey Reinvasion.
Okay.
Me, Joker, and JoJo, and the six-man tag John. And then the Delaware John was like a month later. That was the I think Havoc and Holloway. DJ was in the front row.
Yeah. But yeah, that was supposed to be the White Beater retirement show and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was what I remember. I didn't go to the Jersey show, but that's probably why I didn't know that shit. So, but
that's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
No, it's all good. Like, that's what the interview for. You know what I'm saying? To get the real information, because like a lot of people be thinking they know what's going on, so like they'll put it out there like it's the truth, and then other people hear about it, and then they'll just assume things. And then you got, like, a bad representation of how the person really is, you know what I'm saying? And then you actually talk to the person and hear it from their mouth, and then you're like, oh, all right, that's what it was, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, rumors and shit like that, you know?
Had you seen CZW before you started doing, you know, shows with them, or?
Yeah, I saw, like, some of the old stuff, and then, like, when I started wrestling, whatever, and started really knowing what the indies was, all like that, I was liking CZW, and I wanted to be it, and I wanted to be in CZW. And it's like back then, CZW was like looked at as like the top indie in Philly. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't no ROH around. It wasn't none of these other places around. So at the time, CZW was like the place to get to. So it was one of the short-term goals around then was like, I got to get in CZW. And, like, it seemed like it took forever. But then when I finally got there, I appreciated it. And the thing is, back then, like, it was harder to get in there. It was harder to get in CZW. Like me and Joker, when we got there, that was the last time you actually had to, like, work hard to get there. Because after that, it became easier and easier for guys to just get in. You know what I'm saying? Like, after that, it was more so, like, somebody would go to the bosses or management or whatever and say, hey, this is my buddy. Why don't you take a look at him? And just like that, they'd be in. It started getting too easy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like shit just started getting too easy, and guys wasn't taking their craft serious. And then, like, over time, shit just got fucked up. You know, I can't curse on this genre, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right, yeah. And then shit started getting fucked up. Shit just started getting fucked up, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing. Like, people just want to, like, go off and talk about shit like they know what they're talking about. like these, like fans or whatever. They don't know what's going on.
Oh,
I got you. They know. they assume they know. And you know what I'm saying? Like it's cool. They can be opinionated and all that, but if you don't know, if you don't know the facts about something, don't be putting it out there like it's a fact. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I could, man. I'm pretty sure we're gonna get to the fans. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Oh, we gonna get to that, bro. It's not up there yet, but you can say whatever you want, brother. You know what I mean?
Like the thing is, I take this real seriously, man, and like I just get fired up about it, just like that, man. So it's like, you know.
Shit that a lot of people forgot, you know, that I wanna get to definitely is some of the old shit. Like I was there and I seen this shit. Fucking cringe, you know, a lot of fucking crazy ass abuse that you took in the early going in CCW, you know, the
yeah.
Blackout versus Hate Club shit. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, go back to just, you know, for instance, like the Cage of Death match, you know, that you guys did, and even, I mean, that's probably jumping ahead, but either way, Cage of Death match with the Blackout versus Team Cat. You know what I mean? And that shit coming off the top of the cage with the cash flow. I mean, you know,
yeah.
You know, shit like that. Like, how'd that shit go down? Like, who the fuck's idea was that shit?
The thing is, like, like around that time, it's like all of us just wanted to, like in wrestling, when you first coming up, like, you go through the stage where, you know what I'm saying, you just want to, like, do whatever. You just want to get the respect, yada, 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 whatever, whatever. You just want, I want the fans' respect and all that crap. You know what I'm saying? So you do stuff that you do dumb shit, basically. You know what I'm saying? You don't think about it. You just say, fuck it, and you do it. You know what I mean? Then once you get a little bit more experience, you smarten up and you stop doing the dumb shit. But, like, as far as that goes, that was, like that was my idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to do something crazy because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I wanted to get in CZW, and it's like I was finally there, and, like, it was like I wanted to do something that people will remember. I wanted people to be like, oh, man, damn, Sabian's crazy, man. Damn, you see that Bumpy Cook? You know what I'm saying? At the time, I thought it was the shit, but, thinking back, it was dumb. It was pointless, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we did the shit, and it's like the last thing I remember is being up at the top of the, you know, top of the scaffold or whatever, and me and Cash is up there, and he's like, you ready? I'm like, I'm ready. Let's do it. Then the next thing I remember is sitting in the locker room, and people ask me, you all right? You all right? And me not remembering what the fuck happened. And then, like, people were telling me, like, yo, you crazy, man. That bump you took, you crazy. And I was just, like, trying to put it off. Like, it wasn't nothing, yada, yada, yada. But I hadn't seen it yet. People were just telling me how crazy it looked. So I was just brushing it off like, nah, it wasn't that bad. It's just whatever. And when I saw the DVD, and I'm like, damn, I could have got killed and shit, man. What the fuck was I thinking? Like, matter of fact, that whole year, dog, all I was doing was, like, taking crazy bumps. All because my mindset at the time was, I want the respect of the fans. I want the respect of the fans. You know what I'm saying? And it's inexperience and it's greenness. And you do all that shit, and, like, okay, yeah, the fan base, they start loving you a little bit, but they don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then the thing is, you smarten up and you actually get experience and you actually learn, you start getting better at your craft and you know what you're doing. And then those fans, they always expect you to be one way. But then when you don't be that way, you actually smarten up. They don't want to accept it. So, like, they blind to the fact that you got better and you got better at your craft. You develop, you evolve. They just see you as one way. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you an example. Any dude out there that does death matches all the time, and the fans love them for that, the minute they stop doing that and want to do something else to better themselves, those fans that was on their dick, they're going to turn on them and start shitting on them like they ain't shit. And then the rest of those fans, their friends, is going to start talking shit. Then next thing you know, all these other marks is talking shit, and then, you know what I'm saying, they fuck shit up. You know what I'm saying? If you're a fan, go to the show,
I agree.
Pay your money, be entertained, but the minute that you try to get yourself over like you wanted the boys, that's when shit gets fucked up, and like, it's just annoying.
I agree, bro, and I know that, I mean, that shit is hard as, you know, you guys are in the business, and you're doing this shit, and you're putting out, you know, what you're gonna do, but, you know, it's got to be hard to handle the criticism, but you just got to know that some people are just going to be fucking, like, you know, where, like, there's a movie that 75% of motherfuckers is all about, right? And then you get that other 25% that just want to shit on it because everybody else likes it.
Yeah,
you're going to
yeah.
get those guys.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Definitely,
and you,
definitely.
So it's, you know, it is what it is, man. They ain't gonna crush like what you've done. You know, your work. And at the end of the day, you put out what you do, and the real motherfuckers is gonna understand what it is. You know, wrestling fans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're gonna.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's good that fans express themselves. It's all good. I mean, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that, like, the ones that like they take it that extra step. And they just think that they know. You know what I'm saying? It's like they just, I don't know, man. It's like if you when you wrestle, when you in the entertainment field, no matter what level you on, you know what I'm saying, or no matter what part of the entertainment business you in, that's something you gotta deal with. You gotta deal with the criticism, you know what I'm saying? And like
I can handle it,
it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But it's like the ones that think they know, you know what I'm saying, all right, if you think you know so much, then get trained, become a wrestler, be a wrestler. Get trained and do it, and then you'll understand. But when you sit around and you just talking this shit, it's annoying. Like we all, like all of the boys, can deal with it, but it's still annoying. You know what I mean? It's like you don't know. You just on the outside looking in. You don't know. You don't know what goes on. And then another thing that hurts it is guys that's in the game, guys that, like some of the boys or some of the dudes that think they're a part of this, some of the weasels that just weasel their way into the business that think that they got the respect of the boys. No, there's still a mark that's like saying shit to these fans, you know what I'm saying? So these fans, they'll start putting that shit on message boards and all this and that. Yeah, I heard from a reliable source. I heard from
again,
a reliable
again.
Source that why would they lie? You know what I mean? Like, come on, dog. Like, really? That's what it's about.
Yeah, again, we're going to get to that message board later on, man. It's more important shit than that.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's skip the next High Stakes 2. Fucking that fucking crazy-ass cage match. Really, that was a cage match, right?
Which one was that?
High Stakes 2 was
the pay-per-view. The pay-per-view. The one that was supposed to be for DirecTV. The one that was supposed to be DirecTV.
Opening match, Hate Club versus
Blackout.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, back then, man, that was like, we was on the come up, you know what I'm saying? Like, Ruckus had already been in CZW for a while. He had already made a name. So, like, I was a new guy, you know what I'm saying? So I had to, like, step up and get my shine. I had to do my thing against the Hate Club, you know what I'm saying? Hate Club, they legendary in CZW, you know what I'm saying? So it's like basically, Hate Club used to just beat the shit out of us. But, like, as far as that, that's where we earned our stripes, you know what I'm saying? That's where it went from, okay, Blackout, they here to stay, you know what I'm saying? They not just flavors of the month. They stood up to Hate Club, and you know what I'm saying, they going to beat them. And then, like, after that, that's when the whole Blackout thing just really took off and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That whole year, though, was about, you know, a lot of things going on in CCW. You know, you had the DirecTV deal, which I don't even know if you know any, you know, details about that, but maybe we can go in that, you know, details. You know, it was supposed to be a big deal, you know, pay-per-view on DirecTV, and it just never even – I don't even think it went on DirecTV. But then, you know, you had that Blackout feud with the Hate Club, which turned into a Hate Club versus Hate Club, and then it turned into, later in the year, Blackout versus Team Cash. And it was all, a big circle. And I thought, you know, that match, you know, really set the standard for what – was going to be that year. I mean, that year was pretty awesome, to be honest with you, for a CCW fan.
Yeah, like that whole year, man, like everything was clicking, man. It's like things were real good around that time. It's like everybody was happy. Everybody was on the same page. Like the booking was on point. You know what I'm saying? Burns was doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like everything was clicking. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no hating in the locker room. It wasn't no bullshit. Dudes just showed up and did their thing, man. I wish it was like that all the time, but you know, like everything was just clicking then, man. It was clicking. Like that was a real good time for CZW then.
Definitely. Like I was saying about that match, man. Like I just had to, you know, preparing for the interview, I rewatched the V.E. Jones that I was, you know, all about. And I watched that match again. The fucking power bombs that Nate Hatred hit you with in that match, that shit ain't even right. And then, like, did you suffer concussions out of any of that shit? Like,
like that whole year, like, that was in 04. Dog, that whole year, I think I had at least 8 concussions out of the whole year, man. That's not good. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you're young, you just want to matter. You know what I'm saying? That's what goes through your head at that time. You know what I'm saying? You just want to respect the people. You just want the respect. So you don't really think about the long-term shit. You don't think about them. You don't think about till later that day. And I was pretty stupid. And like that day, like remember, it was an afternoon show. Me and Ruckus rushed through SAT. I got a concussion in that match. So then I got the concussion, and then I forgot that it was a night show and I had to wrestle again. So it's like the night show game, I'm still fucked up from the concussion I got earlier in the day, and then I'm in a cage match at the Hate Club, getting power bombs dropped on my head. I think I jumped off top of the cage. That wasn't smart, you know what I'm saying? So I got fucked up even more.
That was the high stakes I was talking about.
Yeah. It was two shows, the afternoon show and the night show. And then if you remember,
the same night, right off the top.
Yeah, and then like B-Boy wrestled somebody on that show. I can't remember who, but I know I did a run-in, and B-Boy gave me a Joker drop. You know what I'm saying? So it was
He wrestled Kingston at that show.
Okay, yeah, he wrestled Kingston. And then I think all the blackouts did a run-in, and you know what I'm saying, me being dumb, you know what I'm saying? Took a Joker driver, dropped right on my head again. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, you said we'll get to that shit later. But, yeah, like, that was a real hectic day for me. A lot of concussions. That year was pretty bad.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like I said, them fucking power bombs, man. I had a fucking slow-mo of them shit. The fuck, your head snapped back like the shit should have fell off, like.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I know you've learned since then and everything, but that shit had to hurt like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, it did, man. Like they used to fuck me up, man. Like that shit was crazy. But like all of that, man. When you're new somewhere, all of that is part of paying your dues, dog. Like you know what I mean? Like you just gotta deal with it. Like it ain't about.
Yeah, I don't feel like that happens anymore, though.
Exactly, because now it's so easy. You know what I'm saying? Now guys just go here and they go there. They don't. A lot of guys don't earn anything. A lot of guys don't pay their dues.
Uh-huh.
They'll go here and they'll go here just like that before they even ready. You know what I'm saying? They'll get all these pushes or whatever. They'll get all these opportunities and they actually not ready. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll listen to what this person is saying or what that person is saying. And they'll in their head. They'll be like, yeah, I'm ready. And then they'll get in there with somebody that got experience, you know what I'm saying? And then it'll be like they'll find out right away if they ain't ready. I thought I was ready, but this dude just schooled the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? It don't even have to be that way. Like, guys are like, they'll start believing the hype, and it'll go through their head. They'll get cocky, and they think they're ready for shit, and they're not. It's like, it's too easy now.
Yeah, it just seems, you know, just from a fan's perspective, it just seems like, you know, everybody that came in, at least just, you know, talking CZW. People used to come up through CZW, no matter how good you were, you got fucked the fuck up. Like, no matter what, the top cats in the company was fucking you up, period.
Exactly. None of the original guys are there anymore except for Gage. Gage and Ruckus. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bomber's not around anymore. Gage's been there since day one. Ruckus's been there since 2000, but, you know, he's been there for a long time. Those two, they the only two that, and Dewey, you know what I'm saying? They the only guys that's still around. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, it's guys that came along after that, you know what I mean? I mean, you could say me, you could say Joker, whoever that was around when some of the original guys were still there, but, like, after that, it's just dudes that just happened to get put on and, you know, And dog,
yeah,
a lot
definitely.
Of the dudes, they don't. A lot of dudes, they don't really care. You know what I'm saying? They just out for themselves. So you know.
I was gonna say, and I think with you know, and maybe Sabian will agree with me on this one, but I think. You know, you look at the type of guys that were in the company at the times that were, you know, very good. You know, the 2004s, 2005s, the 2006. You know, those years, it's a totally different type of, you know, group of guys that you see now other than, you know, back then. I mean, it was more of a, you know, we're hungry. We want to earn our respect, and now it's more of a, you know, okay, we've got our respect, we're going to get as good as we can get, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, there's certain guys out there like you who, you know, you're always trying to prove yourself, you're always trying to get, you know, trying to, you know, perfect it, you know what I mean? You perfect your craft, and I really respect that as a fan, but there's some guys that go in there, and I'll be honest with you, I watch their matches, I'm sitting there going, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just a fan, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, it's like guys will have the mind state that, all right, I'll go in there and I'll do 75 flips, and then the message board will love me, and then that's going to get me bookings. That's like a fucked up way to look at things. It's like, that's the way a lot of guys think about things, man. Like, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to do this flip and this flip, and that's going to get me over. Or I'm going to swing this chair, I'm going to swing this light tube, and that's going to get me over. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what the mind state is. And you either get better or you keep that mind state and you stay one-dimensional and you stay green. Like, and I know from experience, man, because I used to think that way. I used to think, like, you know what I'm saying, let me do this flip and do that flip or whatever, and then people will respect me. Let me take this big bump and that big bump, and then people will respect me. That gets you nowhere. That gets you a lot of pain and a lot of concussions. You know what I'm saying? It comes a time where you have to think, and you gotta think about this. You gotta sit back and be like, all right, well, I have to get better. You know what I'm saying? I have to show that I know what I'm doing, because all of this just doing flips or swinging furniture is pointless, really. You know what I'm saying? It's not what it's about. It's about perfecting every part of your craft, and then hopefully, you know what I'm saying, somebody will give you an opportunity. Based on your talent level, based on okay, this guy knows what he's doing. I know I can make money off this guy. Let me give him an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want. You don't want to be a guy that's just doing a bunch of flips or just swinging furniture, and then a promoter will just book you and say, hey man, I like what you did. I want to put you on this show, and then you marking out because this promoter is booking you, but at the same time, you happy because this guy's booking you, but he ain't paying you shit. You know what I'm saying? Then who's getting
fucked?
You know what I mean?
Well, the way I like to put it too, you know, I hear everything you're saying. I think you're 100% right. In the same token, I would like to, you know, add that I think wrestling is just, you know, it's so much of a day-to-day job. You know what I mean? It's not, y'all, you're signed on to a contract unless you're one of them big, you know, the big companies, mm-hmm. and you still got to eat, you know, do that. But it's a day-to-day job, and if you go out there today and you do the craziest shit out, and you might get a couple bucks more, and your career will be half the... People don't see that future. They don't want to build with blocks. They just want to fucking dive in and get the, today's paycheck, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I mean, if that's how you look at it, okay, all right, get your money and then be out. But you, like, seriously,
right.
Like, the smart thing is to... is get better at your craft. Work on your weaknesses and get better. Then you got something long term. Then you got more to offer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
a lot of these young dudes, they just want to get looked at by this company or that company. And I'm not even, right now I'm not even talking about the big leagues, WWE, TNA. Like, I'm talking about indie, on the indie level. A lot of guys, they just want to be at this place or that place, and then they'll get in this place or that place, and then they're actually getting fucked because they're not getting paid nothing. They're getting dicked. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a hustle, but you got to smarten up, man. You have to definitely smarten up, man. Don't mark out for like let's go to the next question, Doug. It's like, I'm really trying not to, you know, I'm saying, call cats out, man. You know?
Nah, it's all good, but if it happens, it happens, bro, you know?
Yeah.
I hope you just got time because I got a lot of shit for you. So,
definitely.
Next thing I definitely wanted to get into was the, fuck, man. Hold up. The Overdrive joint. In 04, same year, that was the tables match.
Oh, shit.
Blackout had with the late Chris Cash.
Yep. I remember that. Yeah, and, that was that same year. That was that same year that everything was clicking, man. Like, that table match, I loved it, man. Like, everybody was on the same page, man. Like, everybody was on the same page. Everybody, like, we all knew what we needed to do to get the business done, and we did it, and it worked. You know what I'm saying? Like you had your excitement. You had your entertainment. Everybody's characters was on point. Everybody, you know, everybody just did their thing, and the shit was cool. Like, it could be that way. It could be that way all the time, man. But, like, dudes need to understand how to do business. You know what I'm saying? Like man.
Well,
and the thing is,
the first thing during that,
everything was safe, huh?
The first thing I wanted to ask you about that match was that fucking, again, with the cash flow, man. That, like, the table and the saddle on the side and shit, and y'all hit it, and then hit the fucking floor. And, I mean, it was one of those things that was like, man, god damn, like, motherfuckers was definitely, that's one of them playback clips, man.
Yeah, I remember, like, the table was set up wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was set up wrong and unsafe, but it's like, when you on a turnbuckle, man, and you in mid move, it ain't like you can just
can't
like,
move,
hey, man,
the table.
it ain't like you can like, yo, man, table's wrong, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get down and fix it and
right.
Do it. Nah, can't do that. So it's like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You just go for broke. Fuck it.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That definitely stood out as a part of the match, and people were just like, oh, shit. Yeah, they could put it down as a botch. They could put it down whatever the fuck they wanted to, but it ended up crazier than it was even intended to be, and everybody's still out. You know what I mean? Like, it wound up where that shit turned out fucking bananas, and that's what y'all was going for, obviously, with the fucking cash flow off the turnbuckle to the outside on the table. You know what I mean? Like, it was good shit. The other thing in that match, well, it's not even really towards that match, but the whole subject, I got to ask, what's your whole feelings on the whole Jimmy Jacobs thing that happened back in the day?
All right, that whole thing, and, like, it's different now. Like, I feel different about it now than I did back then. Like, back then, like, I was inexperienced, you know what I'm saying, and I did something that was disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? At the time, I didn't give a fuck because I thought I was right. You know what I'm saying? But, like, now, thinking back, and I got more experience now, I was completely in the wrong. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can say that, like, it ended up helping things in the long run as far as, like, my character or whatever, but then at the same time, that could have fucked me up as far as other stuff, you know? But, like, like, we, like, basically, me and Jimmy, we got off on the bad foot, and it was my fault, not his. It was my fault. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, we stayed professional as far as doing, like, our matches. It was a bad match anyway. You know what I'm saying? We stayed professional. Shit worked out. And then, you know what I'm saying, that shit died down. Everything, it's straight now, you know? Jimmy doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. Everything good.
It was some shit with Becky, though, right?
Yeah, what happened was I felt a certain way about something that happened beforehand, before the match even took place.
Right.
So I took it upon myself to do some disrespectful shit, like, you know what I'm saying, like grabbing his lady, you know what I'm saying? He didn't like that. Anybody, you know what I'm saying, if a cat just, you know what I'm saying, put his hands on your lady, you know what I'm saying, you would get pissed off too, you know what I'm saying? So that's what happened.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So that's what
I almost stopped going to CZW because Robbie talked some shit to me about my girl and shit. You know what I mean? And now Robbie and me is cool as fuck, and he gave us one of our best interviews here, and yeah, I love the shit out of some Robbie, you know. But
yeah, like the thing is, like, I understand that.
Sometimes,
like,
man, so, it's the girl.
Like that's sort of different, though. You know what I'm saying? It was still, that was still disrespectful to you, but it's like if you do something like that to one of the boys' girls, you know what I'm saying? That's like off limits. You shouldn't do that. But if it's a character saying shit like that to a fan's girl, that guy's in character. You know what I'm saying? You still pissed off about it, but you know what I mean? Like,
I understood in the long run. You know, it was all good.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, that whole thing with Jacobs, that was my fault. But shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit blows over after a while, and you know, shit is good.
Yeah, and now she's playing Snooki on the TNA, so it's all good. But and then, you know, working that crazy ass match on that show, right? Like, obviously, like, that shit on most fucking shows, that shit would be the most talked about thing. But turned out what stole the show was Teddy Hart, Jack Evans, and Petey Williams in a three-way, and, you know, Teddy bringing his circus to CZW. I mean, what was your feelings on that whole scene and the whole Teddy thing coming in?
I mean, Teddy is a character, man. Like, my feelings on Teddy Hart is Teddy knows what he's doing. That's my feelings. Like, I don't know Teddy all like that. I've been around him a few times, but I don't know him all like that. But just basing on how he does things in front of the camera, Teddy is the man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of guys will, like, go out there and they'll be like, they'll do shit that the fans have seen, like, over and over again, over and over again. Like, then there's guys that, like, take it a step further, and then the fans will be thinking, like, man, is this for real? Is this dude for real? Or is this fake like everything else? Like, the guys that make fans actually believe, those are the guys. Those are the money guys. Those are the guys that need to be given everything. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't. You know what I mean? Like, for CZW these days, you know what I'm saying? There's guys in CZW that's pretty generic. Pretty basic, you know what I'm saying? And then there's guys in CZW right now that actually make people believe, that bring out the emotion in the fans. You know what I'm saying? Those are the guys, those are the money guys, you know?
But here's the thing I could say, though. In comparison, I know, you know, with the experience factor, it is no comparison. But when it comes down to it now, compare like a guy like Teddy Hart to me, I mean, to a lot of people. And it is entertaining, I ain't gonna bullshit you, but is often labeled like a spot monkey. And I mean, like, all he does is spot after spot after spot after spot, and that's what pops people. Now, other guys like an AR Fox comes in, does the same shit, you know, spot after spot after spot after spot, gets instant respect, and obviously it's not gonna be, you know, felt the same way, you know, from veterans and people who are actually climbing the ladder. What if he does the same thing for as long as Teddy has, and then, I mean, does he just get respect, or, I mean, does he need to catch like a homicide ass whooping out of maybe somebody else? You know, you can insert name there, but what is different about those two things?
Like, as far as like how, like, basically as far as like somebody like AR Fox and somebody like Teddy Hart? That's what you mean?
More or less, because, I mean, these are two guys that pretty much rely off of spots that are getting them over through the, you know, years or months, you know.
I would say, all right, as far as that, I would say this, all right? Like, it's entertainment. Everybody knows that. It's entertainment. And it's like, you got to be able to get it done in the ring, but you also have to be entertaining. You have to be a character. Like, A.R. Fox and Teddy Hart, like, as far as, like, the in-ring, pretty much the same style, you know what I mean? But, like, if you take A.R. Fox and you take Teddy Hart, who's more, who can draw more money, A.R. Fox or Teddy Hart? It's obvious who can draw more money.
Teddy Hart.
And there's a reason, why, you know what I'm saying? You have to, like, you can do all the flips in the world, but if you don't have personality, if you don't have a character that people can, like, get emotionally connected to, then you just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like it's and that's the truth, man. You have to have a character. Like you can put you can put like every dude in the world that does nothing but flips, they all the same person. But the ones that stand out are the ones that have some type of personality, something that the people can relate to, something that they'll be remembered for aside from doing 100 flips. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's about. Like,
yeah.
I'll give you Ruckus, for example. Now, take Ruckus and then take, like, nothing against anybody. You know what I'm saying? Take Ruckus and then take, like, what's the two dudes that did that tore it up at CZW with A.R. Fox.
Andy and Arbo and
those
Unbreakable
guys.
Andy and
take either one of those guys and Ruckus. You know what I'm saying? They all of them have the same style as far as flips. But who's going to stand out? Ruckus is. Not because he's black. Not you know what I'm saying? Because he has a personality. He has a character. He's entertaining. He knows what he's doing. It's more to it than just doing flips. You have to be a character. You have to have personality. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, like, Ruckus has been to CZW for a while, so, like, those other two dudes, they're a new face. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, the fans is going to be all on their top right away because they're a new face. Haven't seen them before. But after time goes on, it comes to the point where you're going to have to show that you have more than just flips. You have to show that you have personality. Ruckus has personality. A lot of these other dudes that flip, they don't have personality. You know what I'm saying? That's why Ruckus has longevity. That's why Ruckus has been around. That's why Ruckus can go anywhere in any market and still, you know what I'm saying, and still stand out. These other dudes, they don't know yet, and it's because they don't have experience yet. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully those dudes don't fall into the same lines as the other guys where, like, fans will cap their head up, and they'll just think, oh, shit, yeah, let me just do flips. Fuck character. Fuck personality. You know what I'm saying? You mean, if you do all these flips, right, and then you get hurt, and you got no personality, what happens then? What happens?
You're just going
to get lost in the shuffle. You know what I'm saying? And it's like with me, you know what I'm saying? Like okay, all right, I'm a smaller dude. Yeah, earlier in the career, I did all those flips or whatever. But the thing is, I'm smart enough to know that you have to be you have to have personality. You have to have a character. You have to do whatever you got to do to get emotion, to bring the emotion out of fans, and you know, and then that's what you do, and it works.
And I gotta be honest with you though, like as far as you know, I agree with what you're saying, but I think that's why that didn't come right away with you neither.
Exactly. Right? That's what I'm saying. Like you have to better yourself. You have to keep working on your craft. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
I mean, like any day of the week, like. We can talk about the old CZW stuff. We talk about, like, the crazy bumps and all this and that, and that's cool. I mean, like, I appreciate that people like it. Like, damn, dude, you took some crazy bumps. Okay, yeah, cool. I appreciate it. Thank you. But if you sit back and really watch and think about it, what was I doing other than taking crazy bumps when you really analyze nothing? All I was doing
was
going dumb.
Right. But my thing here is that a lot of people that are, like, on the internet and being like, oh, well, this motherfucker fell off some shit yesterday, they forget about the people that fell off some shit 5 years ago, and then they shit on that same person when they're still working, and some of those other people that fell off of some shit, you know,
yeah.
they contemplate retirement today, you know?
Yeah, yep.
You know, it's just a little different, man. You know, like you said, people can evolve and people can do different things with their career and, you know, had done some crazy shit early. But when they start to forget about all of that and now that guy is garbage and then the next guy that just falls off some shit right quick, now that's a superstar. I mean, it is kind of crazy, man.
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, I don't really see that changing. I mean, people are always going to – it's fucked up that people are always going to look at things that way, but, I mean, that just goes with the territory, you know. But, like, my whole point is, at some point you have to like, better yourself and be able to do more than just be one-dimensional. So.
Yeah. I know this is on your chest, and it's on my chest, too, and everything else. I figure we might as well, and I'm going to be more specific and just than you saying the fans and the message board. But, I mean, more or less talking about the CZW fans message board. And I probably could have caught charges and shit. I've been there once because, like, I've threatened so many fucking people's lives on there over fucking wrestling that I'm not even involved in. It's crazy. So I want to hear your thoughts. I know you obviously read the shit because heard some shit, but what's your thoughts on these guys?
On the message board?
Mm-hmm.
On the message board? I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Love that
like,
shit,
anytime,
right?
I love it. Like, anytime these cats is giving me free advertising, I love it. I enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad that I'm the one that's bringing this emotion out of people. Like, these people can scream, X-Pac eat this, X-Pac eat that. Thing is, you taking time out of your day to write something about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a motherfucker didn't give a shit, he wouldn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, dog, like, I look at it like this,
man.
Like, all right, fuck, we didn't fucking broke kayfabe. Kayfabe been dead a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a bad guy, your job is to get people to hate you. You know what I'm saying? If you, like, if you're a bad guy and you go out there and you try to be cool, you know what I'm saying? That's pointless. That's pointless and it's boring. If you're a bad guy, fucking get people to hate your fucking guts. That's what you do. And,
right.
And I love it. And
right.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people talk shit all the time, and I enjoy it, man. I love it. I love it. But at the same time, like, if you think that you can do this or that better than the boys, by all means, get trained and do it. Then I respect you. You know? Like, it gets to a point where these fans are venting, and that's cool, but then it gets to a point where, like, they start saying shit that ain't true, and it's because they got they little inside guys with inside knowledge that tell them this shit, so they assume that it's the truth and shit. So they put that shit on the boards like it's the truth, then other cats will believe it, and then, like, you know what I'm saying, maybe this promoter or that promoter will read it, and he'll believe it. I mean, he shouldn't be believing that shit. That just makes him a mark, but then, motherfuckers, then a promoter or a booker will believe that shit, and then that's fucking with your money. You know what I'm saying? And,
all right.
And you fucking with my money, I take that personally. You know? But as far as the fans, saying what they say about me on the internet, keep it going. I love it. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the advertising. Buy the shirts. Buy all the merchandise. Keep supporting CZW. Keep supporting Black G. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, like, keep supporting. Keep doing it. I'm pretty sure they're going to be talking shit.
I hear you, man.
Whenever this shit airs, I'm pretty sure they're going to be talking shit. Fabian is so full of himself. God, I wish he would fucking realize that we actually hate him. Yeah, I know. I hate y'all, too. Keep hating.
Nah.
Don't you do
it,
Eric.
You
got to say it, Eric.
Eric's a quiet guy. He, you know. But, what I'm saying, though, like, I mean, these cats are crazy, man. They just get too personal, the part that rubs me.
I'm actually posting. I'm actually posting on CZW fans. Wait, oh, shit, no. I can't because I can't. I don't have an account there. Oh, that's right. No account.
Yeah.
No account for the fans. So I can't be hated. I can't be hated on.
I can. I do all the fucking time, and I don't give a fuck about these people.
You're like the guy that keeps everybody in check, making sure that everybody, you know, fucking.
I don't keep shit in check. People are retarded.
The shit that you've been telling me, like fucking, like you're like, yeah, that motherfucker be saying stupid shit. I'll beat his fucking ass. Like you be telling me.
Nah, I'm saying like the only problem I got with that shit is the one dude lives like right in my town. And, like, he had disrespected, like, Chris Cash, like, phenomenally. Like, as soon as he died, after he died, 3 years after he died, like, on anniversaries, like, this dude is a douchebag. And he did the same shit with Trent. And I bugged out because I'm sorry, man. Like, I know I'm not, like, their personal friend or family or nothing like that. I never worked with them or none of that bullshit. But to be, like, you know, entertained by their work for so many years, and to have somebody that doesn't even attend shows to pop up and be a dick, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, come see me and shit, you know, and then, you know, that's the only shit that's really popped off with me. Like, all that shit, I'm like, all right, man, I like it, you don't, fuck me, and whatever. So.
Yeah, I hear that, man. It gets serious sometimes. Like, it's cats on there that's like they get personal. Like, it's cats on there, they get personal, and then it's like you get personal with them, and then they just backtrack. Like no, dude, no, bro, I didn't say that. Then
oh, absolutely.
Like, they talk shit about you. They talk shit about you on the net. Then they see you in person. Hey, Dave, what's up, bro? You're awesome. Then, hours later, they're talking shit again. I'm like, what? I'm like, all right, okay,
that's
all right.
Great.
And the thing is, yo, the crazy thing is, you know what I'm saying? If it's a kid, you know, if it's a teenager or whatever on the message board talking shit, all right, cool, you know what I'm saying? That's what teenagers do, you know what I'm saying? But when it's a grown-ass man talking shit about another grown-ass man, like, you, like, fuck, like, for real? You're a grown-ass man, and, like, you on here talking shit about another grown-ass dude? Yeah, like, seriously, come on, dude. Like, it's one dude on there that talks shit, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I never really told anybody this, but fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is one dude on there. He talked a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? And homie's wife wanted to holler at a brother, you know what I'm saying? And then I got pissed off one day and I happened to let something about his wife slip out. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, he heard about it. I'm pretty sure his homies said something to him about it. He ain't like it. So, of course, he had to get on the internet and clean it up. You know what I'm saying? But like, let it be known, homie, your wife was trying to, you know what I mean? Simple as that. You know it. You know it. We all know it. But, of course, dog, you had to clean that up for your homie. You know what I'm saying? There's certain circumstances that you have to deal with. When you know what I'm saying? When you get personal, there's certain circumstances that come out of getting personal, homie. We all know the truth. There it is. Holler at me.
That's crazy. So, obviously, you know, you being open and shit like that, whatever kind of, because I know you know, you try to play the Pied Piper and shit and lead the rap through the streets and whatnot. So what kind of rap stories you got for us?
I mean,
okay. I ain't trying to shut down nothing you're trying to do, but I'm saying, like, you know, any rats that claim they ain't rats or any, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of them. It's a lot. I'll say this, it's a lot of them. A lot of rats. It's a lot of, it's a lot of chicks that's in the game. It's some of them are rats. But they try to play it off like they not, you know what I'm saying? But then the homies know that they rat, you know? I mean, it's like that, man. Like, it's a lot of rats that come to shows. It's a lot of rats that's it's a lot of rats out there, though. It's a lot of them.
you ain't trying to fuck with that. That's all good. I hear you. Yo, the one match back in the day.
I love how we change direction. We go from that. So yeah, that was a nice match.
Hey man, I'm trying to respect the man. I ain't trying to back him in the corner and yo go bury the rats and shit. So no.
Yeah, go bury
the
rats. That's great.
Fuck
yo,
out
of
here.
Yo, seriously though, it's a lot of rats that like all they need to do is just be themselves. Like, for real, they should just be themselves on camera. How they actually are off camera, that's how they should be. And then they'll actually, you know what I'm saying, get popular. You know, then they'll actually be super, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, just, like, the rats, yo, all the rats that's just trying to not be rats, just be rats. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Don't hide it no more. Be who you really is. You know what I'm saying? Hook the homies up. You know? Fuck that. I love rats.
Right.
Good for the business.
Hit Fredo off, right?
Huh?
I said hit Fredo off, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hit Fredo off. You know what I'm saying? Hooky me with a lead. Needies is good. You know what I'm saying? Rats need to just hit the brothers up with the needies before the shows. They cast them could be relaxed, and they go out there and they'll tear shit up. Come on, Rats, I'm talking to y'all. Hook the brothers up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
See, that's what I was looking
for.
That's what I was looking for.
You see, you baited that shit in. I forget what the next fucking question I asked that you fucking bombarded with bringing it back there when I was trying to make sure you ain't, you know, hurt no future.
Okay.
These two of the injuries. Fucking, you know, when I always look at this too, and, you know, I ask, I forget what the last person I asked was, but, you know, when you suffer an injury, like, you know, when you broke your ankle and stuff. You broke your ankle, right?
This is what happened. I did a Chikara show on 4th of July, like 3-4 years ago, I think it was, something like that. And then I did a regular flip over the top rope. Like, the ring was low, you know what I'm saying? You know how sometimes you had them shows where the ring is, like, real low to the ground and shit or whatever? So I did regular dive over the top rope, landed fucked up, and I snapped my ankle and shit. So then, ever since then, I refused to do shows on 4th of July, man. Fuck that. 4th of July weekend, I did not do shows because of that.
So your hit is on the 4th of July.
Like, you know what I'm saying? 4th of July when cats usually, you know what I'm saying, at a barbecue chilling with their peoples or whatever and shit, chilling with a rat or whatever. I'm doing a wrestling show and shit, and I break my ankle and shit. Type of shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. After that injury, you know, I could see it myself, honestly, just watching you, that, like, you were kind of cautious towards that move. You didn't stop doing it, but you were kind of cautious towards that move after that, you know, for a minute. You seem all right now, but, like, that shit had been rough going back to the same place that, you know, fucked your shit up.
Yeah, it's like, anytime you get hurt, man, it's like it's a wake-up call, you know what I'm saying? It makes you start thinking, like, damn, maybe I need to smarten up, be a little safer and shit. Like, some people think that when you change up how you're doing, some people call that being lazy, but it's not. You're just smartening up, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I had to, like, change up my outlook as far as that. And then, like, with the other injuries, like, when I broke my jaw, like, that was another time where I had to, like, sit back and think, like, damn, I need to be safer. And do things differently. And nobody want to be hurt. And it's like with the ankle, when I broke my ankle, I mean, that's one thing, because, like, you break the ankle, you can still get around, you know what I'm saying? It don't really affect your life. But when you do something like break your jaw and shit, man, that, like, everything stops because you can't really do shit no more for a while. You can't do stuff for a little while.
Yeah.
So it's like,
now that I don't. Yeah, that joint with Brandon Tomaselli, like, how do you actually feel about all that? Because I know, like, I heard just, you know, from my perspective, like, Bill was cutting, like, interviews the next day or so, being like, yo, I told him, stop getting me in the nipple, and next thing you know, I just threw an iron forearm at his face, and, you know, I didn't mean to hurt him, but things happen. And, like, he came, like, real kind of, like, gruff on that shit. Like, how'd you feel about that whole shit?
I mean, of course, I wasn't happy I got my jaw broke, but that's what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're in the ring and you're just in the spur of the moment, like, sometimes you don't really pay attention to what you're doing. I mean, you should always pay attention, but, like, I kept, like, when I was chopping, I kept catching them low. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't on purpose or nothing. You know what I'm saying? And it's basically this. Like, if somebody keeps hitting you in a way where you feel like it's unsafe and you tell them to stop, you know what I'm saying, and they don't stop, you're going to give them a solid shot to wake them up. You know what I'm saying? You don't mean to hurt them, but it happens. You know what I'm saying? It's the receipt. But at the same time, it's like when that happened, like, I was chopping them or whatever, and I kept hitting them in the nipple. I didn't realize it because I wasn't paying attention or whatever, I guess. And he was saying that he kept telling me to keep them up. Stop hitting his nipple. I didn't hear him, you know what I'm saying? So that's where the forearm came from. Like, I'm sure he ain't mean to break my jaw, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it happens, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's one of them things where, you know what I'm saying, the same thing could happen again, and he could give me that same solid shot, and my jaw might not get broken, you know? It's just one of them times where he hit me in the right spot, and it ended up happening. Same thing with the broken ankle.
Wrong
now, I could have did that flip a thousand more times, and nothing would have happened. But, like, yeah, the jaw got broke. Me and Brandon talked about it, you know what I'm saying? Everything good. It wasn't no heat or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
Everything good. But, like, once the jaw got broken, that was, like, the only time I really thought about quitting. Like, I was going to quit. Like, I was done. You know what I'm saying? Like when it happened, it's like the whole first week was the worst because it was hurting. And after that, it wasn't no pain no more. It was just depression. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I wanted to quit. I didn't want to wrestle no more. Like, I remember just telling CZW, like, look, I don't want to do it no more. I don't want to do it. I don't want to wrestle no more. You know what I'm saying? And then they were cool about it. They're like, you know what I'm saying, just sit back, think about it for a little while, and then if you decide you don't want to do it no more, it's all good. We understand. But then, you know what I'm saying, I just got that itch to do it again. And then, like, then I just started doing it, you know? It's like with anything else, you got ups and downs. And, like, when the broken jaw happened, that was, like, the most down time ever and shit. Depressed as shit. Depressed, frustrated, wanted to give it up, but couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm glad I ain't quit because, like, some things happened after that. You know what I'm saying? Went to Spain and all that. Like, shit just started happening, you know?
Yeah.
But ups and downs. So, you know.
Yeah, definitely. What was I going to ask about? Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, the Burn Your Boots tour. Let us know about this motherfucker. So, what's your feelings on Corey Castle?
Man. All right. Corey, I mean, I've known Corey for a long time, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like, Corey as a person, he cool. Like, as far as, like, that night where that Burn Your Boots shit happened, I'm real passionate about wrestling and matches. Everything got to do with wrestling, I'm real passionate about. And I want shit to be right, you know what I'm saying? And when shit gets fucked up.
Low-key threw a chair at Ric Flair's wife because he didn't like the way the match went. So, believe me, you know. I hear you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm just one of those dudes, just like he is, that's real passionate about wrestling, you know what I'm saying, and just want shit to be right. So it's like when something gets fucked up, a lot of times I act off emotion and I just snap, you know what I'm saying? I got a temper and shit.
Yeah.
So it's like it was one of them times where, like, I snapped. You know what I'm saying? And then, I snapped, and it wasn't no calming down. And then, like, I yelled at the dude, blah, 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 whatever. I told him to burn his boots and shit. And then, like, I think fans or whatever heard about it. They started talking about it. And then, you know what I'm saying, that's when the whole burn your boots thing started and shit. So.
Crazy. So.
Yeah.
What do you think about going to Germany, fighting Devin Moore, and, you know, whatever else you're going to go into? Have you been to Germany?
I'm going to beat the shit out of Devin. I'm going to beat the shit out of Devin. Fuck that. Motherfucking Devin Moore and shit. Fucking Devin. You know what I'm saying? Now, all of a sudden, Devin, you know what I'm saying, talking about he turned over a new leaf and shit. Talking about, you know what I'm saying, he ain't a scumbag no more. I know the real Devin. Devin Moore is a scumbag. You know what I'm saying? And in Germany, Devin, you going to be burning your boots, homie. Fuck that.
But, yeah, I mean, you going to work a couple days in Germany?
Huh? What'd you say?
You going to work, a couple days in Germany, or?
I think so, man. I know, all right, it's the match with Devin, and I think I might be on one of the other shows and shit. Like, I know on Friday it's a WXW show, Saturday the CZW one, and then Sunday it's a combined joint. Like, I know they doing, like, some death matches there. I'm definitely not doing none of that shit, but if it's some non-death match shit going on, I'll probably do some of that. If not, you know what I'm saying, I'll just sit around, find me a rat, and do what I do and shoot. It's all good.
Yeah, I mean, through all the shit that you've done and, you know, the bumps and this and that, is there some shit that you just straight wouldn't fuck with again? You wouldn't do that shit ever again?
Wouldn't do again? Nah, I mean, I don't know. I could easily say nah, but, I mean, everything happened for a reason, and, like, everything I did, you know what I'm saying, led to other shit. So, like, nah, I mean, I did all that shit. I can't take it back. So it's like now it's no point in saying, no, I wouldn't do that again. I can't really.
Whoa.
Oh, you know what?
I wouldn't do it. Okay.
Say it again?
No, I said, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, maybe the whole Jacobs thing with Jimmy Jacobs, if I could go back to that, things wouldn't have happened the way they did. I kind of regret that right there.
Well, that's cool. I mean, definitely come off pretty humble on, you know, a lot of subjects
like that.
Which that's, I think, part of Sabian and a lot of people haven't fucking seen, honestly. And,
shit like that where it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Just immature shit where, like, it didn't have to happen. I regret shit like that. But other shit, nah, I don't regret that shit, man. Like, if it's something where somebody was just being a dickhead and they was just, like, blatantly a dickhead and it wasn't my, and what I did wasn't my fault, I don't regret that shit. But if it's something that I think because of immaturity, you know what I'm saying, I regret that. But a lot of people done some dickhead shit and I reacted off of it and I don't regret that shit. It's one motherfucker in particular that's on some dickhead shit right now. I ain't going to say his name, but he a real dickhead. And you know what I'm saying? It's going to be some consequences that dickhead going to have to deal with.
And when it happens,
everybody will hear about it. It ain't going to be no secret. But I'm just waiting, you know what I'm saying? When this dickhead fuck up, and dickhead, whenever this shit air, I know this dickhead going to be listening to it. He probably going to play it off, take it for a joke. But all right, take it for a joke all you want. When you next time you fuck up,
you have to shoot me a message on that, man.
I'm a humble dude, but at the same time, I got a temper, man. And like when my temper flare up, and it ain't no turning back. So like cats can take shit for a joke, but when I snap, then that's it.
So why are your fucking temperatures raised right now? Is there anybody that you could put out there that you think is overrated in wrestling right now?
Yeah, it's a lot of people that I think is overrated, but due to the fact that, like, honestly, there is some places that I do want to wrestle for. I ain't going to call them cats names on it.
But it is
a lot of dudes that's overrated, man, and they in certain positions only because of who they're friends with, you know what I'm saying? And that's the only reason, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, and that goes with the territory too, you know what I'm saying? This cat's best at the top of the business that they might just be there because of who they cool with or whatever. That's just something you got to deal with. But, dog, it's a lot of overrated dudes out there that I want to get in the ring with and just, you know what I'm saying, like, just do my thing. It's like, one thing about a lot of the fans, and I'm just really talking about CZW fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just watch CZW. They don't watch anything else. So all they know is CZW. So, like, not only me, there's a lot of guys that in CZW that they talk negatively about. They don't watch their other stuff. They don't even know it exists. So they base the shit just off CZW, and they just be like, this guy sucks, this guy, yada, yada, yada. It's a lot of dudes, like, honestly, it's a lot of dudes that do death matches at CZW that don't do it in other places, and they know what they're doing. Fans don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fans need to open their eyes, man. It's a lot of shit out there, you know? Not talking bad about dub and shit, but it's like, it's a lot of shit out there that a lot of fans ain't seen, man. It's a lot of talented dudes out there, man, and it's a lot of guys that can do more than just what they see them do at CZW.
The problem is most of that message board that, you know, angers all of us and this and that, but they haven't seen a show live for, like, 5 years. And then they burn the shit or download the shit online, watch that shit, and if you're lucky. And a otherwise they're reading results, basing their opinions off of that shit, and just shitting on it to be a superstar on that shit. They should take the CZW off of that and let them just talk random talk and whatever the fuck. Because they're not CZW fans. They don't show up to shows. They don't buy a fucking DVD. They don't do shit like that. So, you know, they're ridiculous, man. They're just...
Yeah, they is, man. Like, in their mind, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just want to be part of something. They feel like they're getting over and shit, you know what I'm saying, by talking shit. And that's cool. I mean, you can talk shit, you know what I'm saying? You want to get over and you want to feel like you're part of something, I'll help you with that. Talk shit about me. We can go back and forth. It's all good. I'll help you with that. But then if we in person and you talking that shit and I'm talking that shit, if it go up a step further, don't act like a bitch after that because you took it there. You know what I'm saying? You want to be part of something, go all out. Be part of it all the way. Don't be half a man. Be all a man. Don't turn into a little pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all talk this shit.
Ah, Sabian, he's a midget.
He's so small. All right, that's cool. All right. You know what I'm saying?
They said some shit on there.
Yeah,
they
said
some shit on there the other day that I was reading it, and this motherfucker said some old dumb shit like Sabian's all roided up and pitching roids to the children, but. Yet he doesn't even have any type of abs. And I'm like, I can't even imagine what you look like, motherfucker. Like, seriously? Like, how can you post some shit like that online? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. I know exactly what the dude's talking about, man. Like he put some shit up that I said, that supposedly I said. Like, he ain't write what I wrote, you know what I'm saying? I was talking about, you know what I'm saying, I was talking about one of the CZW cats, and I was like, blah, 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 get on the cat, kid, it works. You know what I'm saying? I was being sarcastic about the shit. Then this cat tried to, you know what I'm saying, put it out there, like, I'm telling, yeah, kids, get on steroids, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, come on, dog. For real? All right.
That's crazy.
That's one of them cats that want to be a part of something, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. I'll help him be a part of something.
Yeah. I mean, back in 2001, when I showed up, there was like four or five motherfuckers that would show up with them like them rainbow colored hats with the spinny joint on the top.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called and shit, but there was like five of them that would just show up and that was their gimmick and shit. And I'm like, I don't even understand what the fuck y'all up to. I mean, y'all pay for tickets like me and I don't understand why you got a gimmick. This shit is crazy.
I was on that joint today and shit, man, and cats was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, you know, Sabian on steroids and all this and that, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, come on, dog, I'm not on steroids, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, come on. Like, really. I mean, I ain't interested in nothing, you know what I'm saying? If I look like I'm on steroids, thank you. Thank you.
And you're doing well, all right?
You know what I'm saying?
On that topic, because my little lazy-ass co-host and shit asked me earlier, and he was like, yo, I should ask him how to get in shape because I need to lose a few pounds and shit. So he would like to ask you.
Hey, you're fucking crazy, man. I'm right here. Listen.
Yeah, I know. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Oh, cause the last interview fucking made me, because, you know, Sammy Callahan was at the fucking gym while he was doing the interview. And now I'm.
Right. Now, Sabian might tell you how to get your ass in line and shit. You know what I mean?
I'm going to get a piece of paper and write
get
this
him,
down.
What is that? Now, hold up. I've seen you. You post this shit. Hypershock. Hypershock, right?
You know what, Eric? This is how you get in shape. You got your pen. You gonna write this down?
Yeah. I'm afraid to. But what do you?
This is what you do. Get on the gas. Get on the gas.
Do it.
Let this bar through the roof now.
Deball that shit up, man.
Exactly. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Get on the gas, dog. You a cool. It ain't no wellness policy on the radio, man. Fuck that. Get on the gas.
Fuck no, man. I mean, jack up. Talk about that shit. We'll have to hope to believe you.
You know what I'm saying? Be the diesel-ass radio host, you know what I'm saying? That just goes down. snatching motherfuckers up and choking them the fuck out and shit.
Fucking, yeah, we're going to get into some more shit, too. We got a few things, but for sure, one thing I definitely want to get out to you, we got through, you know, a few other people that we knew how to work a fucking mic. No homo. And, yeah, I mean, we need you to cut a promo for us, you know, promoting Yakuza Kick Radio, some crazy, you know, yelling at motherfuckers Black G shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
See if you can put that on right quick.
All right. How long you want it to be? Let's go with it.
I don't know, man. Do what you want to do, man.
Yo, what up, people? It's your boy, Killer Bell's Finest, the Black G's best unsigned junior heavyweight in the game today. And what y'all need to be doing is tuning in to the Yakuza Kick Radio. You know what I'm saying? My homie J-Cat and the homie Eric. You know what I'm saying? The fucking gassed up radio host. Yakuza Kick Radio.
Holler
at me. One.
Cool, man. Cool.
That was
alright.
That was alright.
It was alright. I didn't get the, hey, you white motherfuckers, tune into this shit, bitch. That's, you know,
the black dudes I wanted,
but that's fine.
I'm a peaceful brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Peace on the youth,
hey.
Man. You
check out these white motherfuckers on Yakuza Kick Radio. You know, some shit like that.
Nothing. No. JK, you got
it all
wrong.
You got two crack-ass
got it all wrong.
I don't give a fuck.
Got it all wrong, JK. Got it all wrong, JK.
Oh, boy.
You know what? You know, it doesn't beat... This that promo did not beat what he did on the Golden Cravat promo, where he's like, I'm going to rape your girl, you know, and all that.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on, I can't even rape your girl on my promo.
I think that might be
I need an uncensored, unprofessional fucking douchebag Sabian is what I need.
I think that might be Sabian when he on the shit, man, when he on the gas, man. You know, I don't think Sabian is on the gas right now, you know. You might want to catch Sabian when he on the gas and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He must have been on the gas fucking 2 weeks ago when he cut that goddamn promo on the car.
He on the gas when he did all shit, you know, all that shit. Now I'm peaceful right now. It ain't a whole lot of yo, you white motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? When you on the radio, make sure you fucking bitch ass white boy turn into my fucking Yakuza Kick Radio with the homie Air, my homie J Cat. Yo, if y'all turn on, y'all tune in to Yakuza Kick Radio, what I'm going to do is this. In some circumstances, homie, I'm going to go to your crib. I'm going to come to Jersey, go to your crib. I'm going to find your wife. I'm going to rape that bitch. I'm going to push on that bitch. Why are you watching, homie? You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm going to come to the crib. I'm like, hey, dog. Yeah, you be listening to Yakuza Kick Radio? You're going to be like, what? You don't listen to that shit? Where your wife at, dog? I'm going to find that bitch. I'm going to fuck the shit out of her. I'm going to rape that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to clean her up. I'm going to piss on her. Then I'm going to clean her up. I'm going to bring her back to Philly. I'm going to call up some of the homies like, yo, dog, this bitch is a jump off. You know what I'm saying? She do anything. You know what I'm saying? You know, the homies, they're going to break your wife. They're going to piss on that bitch. Then we're going to take that bitch, drop that bitch off in the dumpster somewhere. You know what I'm saying? We're going to record that shit. Then we're going to come back to your crib, show you that shit. We're going to, yo, dog, that's your wife, dog. That's the one, you know what I'm saying? That's the one you was all pussy with on, man. That's the one you put up on the pedestal, dog. You talking about she don't do that shit. Look what you doing with the homies, homie. You know what I'm saying? All you had to do was listen to your Cruise Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look what that got you, homie. Fuck that. Black G, holler.
Fuck I'm talking about, son.
That's awesome.
That's that wild out shit I'm talking about, and that's what I like about you. Yeah. For real. Go in, and that's it, man.
That's definitely being played in the beginning of the promo.
We got some definitely edits to do to our fucking intro for the show. Hell yeah. Right now we got Homicide and Robbie on the tail end, and we about to add fucking Black G's and fucking Sammy Callahan on that bitch too. Yeah, it's gonna be big, man.
Hey, message board fans. I got something for y'all, man. Make sure y'all listen to this. Listen closely. I'm coming for CZW World Heavyweight title, and it's gonna be mine. Like it or not, that shit gonna be mine. You know what I'm saying? So when it happens,
going for the heavyweight title.
I can hear it now. If Sabian wins, we riot. Make sure y'all get ready to riot, homie, because I'm taking that title, dog. Simple as that.
Oh,
I don't know how they're gonna riot.
We need a party. We need to have a party if Sabian wins the belt. I've been wanting that shit for years. Sabian with the fucking belt.
Yo. On a side note, isn't that funny if a motherfucker's made the Gary Coleman shirts with the fucking Sabian sucks on it? I don't know how much that cost them. But it had to do with you.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yo, Matt should be getting some royalties off that shit, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying, like, they paid money to make a shirt about you and shit.
Exactly.
That's funny as fuck to me.
Hey, CZW management, you hear that? You know what I'm saying? Yo, that's money right there. This your champion right here. This who you need. This who you need to be giving everything to. You know what I'm saying? This dude right here. I'm the one you should be giving that to.
So, yeah, side note, random fucking question, because I know you into hip-hop and whatnot, but Remy now or Lil' Kim before the surgery?
I don't know, man. Lil' Kim was banging before the surgery, dog. She was
right.
Let's
make it a three-way dance. Let's make it a three-way dance and put Nicki Minaj in there. What's the three-way ending up like?
You mean who better?
What?
That's what you saying? That's what you asking? That's what you saying? Who's better?
Yeah, but three chicks out there, of course.
Oh, man, yo, dog, dude, because Nicki is banging, man. Yo, but yo, Lil' Kim.
Yeah, but come on, Lil' Kim before the surgery.
Yo, she was like the perfect hood, you know, I mean, I might have to go with Kim, dog.
Yeah, I gotta agree, son. like seriously, like the insert of that fucking album cover, man, it tells a story on what's going on now. And I'm all good with it. I'm all good with it. But I'm just saying that, yeah. Flow wise. I'll put it up there flow wise. And it's hard because you know most is ghost written. So you're more or less saying some shit like, well, we got, you know, cats writing from Remy. I mean, she was fucking with, you know, a vast array of cats that had lyrics. And then you had Biggie, and you had Lil Wayne and shit. So it's hard to put it up lyric-wise because, you know. But
yeah, it is.
What do you think?
That's a toss-up between Kim and Remy, dog, for real. Cause
I'd agree. Remy's hard, so I'll go with Remy.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go with, like, a Rod Digger chick, too, you know what I mean? Cause
Rod Digger was a trooper, shit, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, what was that? Remember when Remy first came out? I don't remember what song. I think she was either on Pun John or was on Fat Joe John. I don't remember the name of the song, but Remy killed that shit, though. I can't remember the name of that song.
Remy. I don't know, man. But, I mean, what do you think? All right, so obviously, you know, I know you claim Philly. Who's the best rapper ever in Philly? If you say Will Smith, I'm just hanging my fucking phone up. But who's the best rapper that ever came out of Philly and shit?
I don't know.
I know history.
You know the history? Like, all right, as far as lyric-wise, I would say it's a toss-up between Siegel and Black Thought. For real. Because, yo, like, Black Thought.
Siegel and who?
Black Thought, man, from the roots, homie. You know Philly, dog. You know Black Thought, a legend.
I hear you. No, I know Black Thought, but I don't know, man. To me, I would still probably say that at this point, lyrically, Cassidy has actually leaped that shit. And I would slightly edge out Siegel on Cassidy.
You know what?
You
might be right, man, because you might be right. Because, yo, like, before Cassidy came out, like, all his underground shit on mixtapes, that shit was hot, you know? Like when he first got noticed, though, before his first joint came out and he was just killing mixtapes, he was man and shit.
Punchline rap is hard because if you don't keep it up, you fall off. Like, I mean, I guess Canada, like, decided to get into science and shit when he was doing punchline rap. He was that guy, and then he decided I'm a study chemistry or fucking biology or some shit, and then decided to get on some soft shit. You know, like, I mean, fucking Cass, man. Cass rips ridiculous fucking punchline after punchline. And that's hard to keep going up with.
Yo, you remember the John, you remember the mixtape John when Cassidy and Freeway was battling and Cassidy trashed him and shit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He buried him. He buried him, man. And I know, you know, you're obviously in the Meek Mill and everything else. And I think the best shit out of him was when he first came out. He still had the fucking ankle bracelet on and rep for like fucking 8 minutes type shit.
Oh, yeah.
The Meek hot right now. And then, yo, you like, you feeling Gilly?
Who? Game?
Gilly,
yeah.
You heard
him? You said who?
Gilly. You never heard of Gilly? Gilly the King, bro?
The what?
Gilly, man. Gilly. Gilly the Kid.
Gilly the Kid. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What you think of him?
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know,
he's yeah. He's nice, man. Yeah. Fucking Vital right now, he popping the fuck off. Like,
oh, yeah, he is.
Like, he's one of the nicest cats out of the fucking Dipset right now, and, I mean, this kind of came up out of nowhere. Is he Dipset or, I don't know, because Cameron ain't fucking with that neither, right?
I don't know. I keep hearing that Dipset back together. That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, it's just,
like,
it's like a fucking wrestling stable, man. Who knows?
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
But I think, like I said, I think you definitely Lil Kim before the surgery was the move. And
all I know is that Sabian's new song is fucking the bomb. It is the best, and I love that song.
I
love that shit.
Nah, that's that track, man. That shit is hot as fuck. But yeah, you know. All sorts of shit, man. Who you fucking with in football right now?
Oh, here we go. Oh,
man, I'm like, I'm a Philly fan no matter what, man.
Ha!
I'm a Philly fan.
Good.
I'm a Philly fan. Burns me.
Oh, cut it out.
Fucking holy water on the fucking vampire or some shit. Like, I don't know. I'm just not local, man. I'm in Jersey, but I don't like Jersey shit. I don't like, you know what I mean? So, it happens. So, it's what's to be expected out of, you know, the local fans, so.
Yeah.
It's good, though. It's good, though. You know what I'm saying? And don't be trashing no...
Eric's in Philly as well. Or not Philly, but, you know, Pennsylvania.
I'm in Allentown.
Go ahead.
Allentown. Now, I'm saying, don't be pissing off anybody... You know, with the Phillies, you know, the Philly thing, because the last time that happened, got a person that was supposed to be on this show. Mr. Justice
Payne. Listen, I'm going to go further than Eric just said, because I'll be me. Listen, check this out, Steven, all right? I posted, like, finally fucking baseball's over. I get to stop hearing about the fucking the Yankees and the fucking Phillies, right? Because the Rangers and the Giants just made the fucking World Series, and nobody fucking told me shit about the Rangers and the Giants until then. I'm sitting in Jersey not really fucking liking baseball. I'm just like, whatever. And I got, like, mad posts across my whole shit on the, you know, I jump on the Facebook, and it's all fucking Yankees, fucking Phillies, Yankee Phillies. These motherfuckers leave and shit. I'm like, great. Fucking done with baseball, finally, right?
Yeah.
So, of course. And I catch heat off this motherfucker, whatever else, but just a tame motherfucking jump on my shit. Fine, I'll never do your fucking show and shit. And I'm like, all right, man. You know, it was just basic shit. You know what I mean, it's just Eric tried to jump on me about that shit, but you know, whatever. I don't like baseball, It's not my problem. I don't like talking baseball. That's not my problem.
Yo, man, dog, what you think about AI playing in motherfucking Turkey, dog?
Oh.
Huh?
Iverson.
What you think about, AI playing in the Turkish league, dog? What's up with that, man?
I'm surprised by that. I'm really surprised. I love AI. I'm looking at a not to sound like a mark right now, but I'm actually looking at a Sixers Allen Iverson bobblehead that I got a couple years ago at a Sixers game, and you know I used to love stop blasting over there. I was a huge Iverson fan. I think I still have the old black Iverson jersey. I think it's a medium, or it became a medium because it shrunk so much because I used to wear that shit all the time. I got the red, I got the black one and the blue one, but I was a huge Iverson fan. I still am a huge Iverson fan. You know what I mean? I don't know, whatever makes him happy. I mean, he went through some...
I got jerseys and shit, but, you know.
He went through some...
Cool. I'm fucking with the Heat.
Iverson went through some bullshit, you know what I mean, with that wife bullshit and who the fuck knows all that shit, you know what I mean? Who the hell knows?
Who's winning the title this year? I'm fucking with the Heat, and that's my guys, but I'm fucking with the Heat.
No, fuck that. Boston, dog.
Woo! Yeah, get out of here with that, man. Get out of here. Because the beginning of the season is real cute because they got unison and they got a click together, but these guys just got to get chemistry, and the fucking league is going to shake, man. You got to know, man, that talent is there.
What about if they all get hurt, though? That's the problem.
If they all get hurt, I mean, you can stop stabbing that little fucking stuffed animal in your fucking closet, you freak, you know what I mean?
Hey,
but either way.
Wait a minute.
Unless you voodoo cushion off the whole team. You know what I mean?
Buddy guy.
Anybody but the Lakers, man. I hate the Lakers, man.
Me too. Fucking Kobe.
That's funny. Kobe's nasty, though. He really is. He's nasty.
Huh?
And he's shaving his tight dude. Just like slipping in the wrong hole without asking somebody. And it seems like you're.
What? Kobe?
What?
I don't know what he said. I was slipping in the wrong hole. What the fuck was that?
What?
You said something about slipping in the wrong hole or something so that.
Nah, it just seems like Sabian John. He just be like, well, oh, my bad. I forgot. He just worked that shit. You never know, man. Your Kobe's a bad motherfucker, and that's why he got that off.
Man, fuck Kobe and the Lakers, man. Boston taking it, man. Miami,
right.
Man. Boston taking it.
We all know it's not
going to
be the Sixers.
We're going to see. We're going to see what that Boston bullshit, man. We're going to see. These guys are old, man. It's not going to work. They got game, man. Believe me. I mean, that should have worked for half the season, but you're going to see guys pulling up with hammies all over the place, and these motherfuckers are going to take weeks off. I can tell you that, man. Motherfucking the Heat, that shit is ridiculous. I can't even.
They got Wade. Fucking
I wish they would have got Shaq though.
Oh yeah, okay, because then that's your boy. That's your favorite player.
Yeah, Shaq's my boy. I wish they would have got him over there. He's gonna lose with the Celtics. That's terrible.
Man, he might win one.
We'll see what happened, though. I wish the Sixers could do that shit, but we know that ain't happening.
Huh.
Nah, man. Not in Philly, bro.
Yeah, that shit ain't happening. The Boston taking that
shit. Maybe
so what's some guys that you would... Let's just go back on the, you know, pretend like this guy is fucking important. Instead of just bullshitting and say, what are some guys that you would like to work in the future? Like some actual, you know, like dream matches type stuff.
Homicide. Like I work with him in tag matches, but I want to work with him in singles. Him.
One on one.
Austin Aries. Roderick Strong. Basically, all the dudes that people look at as being like so great, those are the dudes I want to be in the ring with. Those are the dudes I want to be in the ring with. And like thing is, I wrestled a lot of them already before. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fans don't even like grill logic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I worked with Aries before. Right. I worked with Homicide before. I worked with Davey Richards before. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes I've been in the ring. I think a lot of dudes I've been in the ring with, fans don't even realize it. You know what I'm saying? But the one dream match I got is with Liger, though. Like, hopefully that'll happen sometime, but, you know.
Bro, listen, I mean, get up with Fat Frank, because that motherfucker is booking the shit out of some Liger.
Yeah.
And, you know. Yeah, man. I honestly, you know, my thing with you, that I think overall is you have the talent. You've definitely gotten to the point where you've done enough vocally and, you know, gimmick-wise to put yourself over towards whatever direction you're trying to be. If you're trying to be a fucking heel, you can make people fucking hate you. You can make people like you, but the fucking fans have gotten so non-kayfabe and just markish at this point that I don't think, like, they can separate that shit from the real dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
And when the real dude, and when the real dude comes across like you have tonight, you know what I mean? You really shed light on a lot of shit that people wouldn't understand. Just seeing a gimmick, or just seeing this, and then going home and going, that fucking guy is an asshole. Like, seriously, I fucking hate that guy. You know what I mean? Like, that. I've seen the match,
man,
and I hate this.
It's like I said, man. It's like if you're watching a movie. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason why people like love a certain bad guy so much, because they make them. That bad guy, you know what I'm saying, that bad guy brings out the emotion in them. They believe it, you know what I'm saying? Same with wrestling. It's dudes that go out there, and it's like, for the most part, y'all know it's staged or whatever. People know it's staged, and guys will do this or that. There's always, like, that one guy or a few guys that, like, make you actually believe that it's like, damn, this shit is real, you know what I'm saying? It's dudes that make you feel something, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like that's what I do, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm a bad guy, I do everything I gotta do to make these cats hate me, you know what I'm saying? And it's like anything other than that is like pointless, you know what I'm saying? That's not even fun to me. Like, trying to be a bad guy, but you're trying to be cool as a bad guy, that's kind of boring and shit, you know?
Yeah. My thing is like, there's a certain point where, there's great heels, there's people who are best served as heels, but like, my whole thing has always been, as a fan, if you're not even able, there's no way in hell you can be a face, then you failed. You just suck. Yeah, I mean, they hate you because you fucking suck. Like, I mean, honestly, like, you could try it and you'd be like, he just didn't get over right. The match was great, but he just didn't get over as a heel, you know, as a face. That's fine, but, you know, when it comes down to, like, wow, like, fucking people hate you both ways. Like, that's crazy. I don't know. I think there's both sides of things. And, you know, like you said, you definitely put out a good amount of heel persona. And a lot of people hate you. But, unfortunately, a lot of people that are hating you online don't even watch this fucking show.
It's
ridiculous. You know? So, Eric, you got some shit?
I do got some shit. I'll be good. Sabian, you've been working for, Force One. You know, what do you think of, working with Force One? Do you think that could become a Fed that, you know, could be something in a couple years?
Yeah, it can, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Force One shows, they're pretty fun, and, like, the thing is, like the shows is good, most of the guys there, they want to get better and put out a good product, that's good, you know what I'm saying? The fan base ain't spoiled, like, the fan base ain't like the CZW fan base, you know what I'm saying, all spoiled. The fans, they come there, they pay their money,
to get entertained and, you know what I'm saying, have fun and all this and that. So, like, Force One is pretty good. Like, every show is better than the one before, you know what I'm saying? Like the last one was better than the show the month before that. And, like, every month it's always some good shit that's going on.
You know what I'm saying? This one's coming up November 12th. You know what I'm saying? That joint's going to be pretty good, too. So it's like people that's not really, that don't really know about Force One, make sure you check that out, too.
Right. Now, JK, you've been to a couple of shows for them, too.
I've been to one Force One show. I went to, what the fuck was it? It was Nick Gage versus Brody Lee in the main event. I can't remember fucking dates or times or fucking yesterday, so. But it was that show or whatever. But I can tell you that, you know, they got a good feel. They got like I used to go to like Donny B shows in like 2000, like early shit. And I was watching you know, Chris Daniels when he had like some hair, and like a little spikes on, and then they were booking the SJTs, they were booking the backseats. The backseats were actually what got me into CCW. Like, Johnny, I talked to Johnny after the show and shit, and I was like, wow. They had worked, like, a tag match. It was ladder match type shit. And they were doing fucking crazy spots that looked better than, like, Hardy's and Ed shit. Hardy's and Ed and Christian shit. And I was like, wow, this is fucking crazy. And I talked to him after the show, and he was like, yeah, if you like this, check out this. And I'm like, really? And like, oh, yeah, they got Tajiri and Super Crazy in this and shit. So it was February of 2001, and they were like, shit, yeah, fucking the champion's fucking Tajiri, and this guy's fighting Super Crazy and this and that. And I'm like, oh, I guess checking it out and shit. And it was fucking crazy. I've been hooked since, so. You know, there's a lot of small indies that built it up, and they had that same type of feel where they got the guys that matter. You know, and it's, you know, we'll see where it goes. Yeah. But I think that company is doing well.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty good. Dude.
All right, another question. You've been all over the, you know, pretty much a lot. You know, a lot of different places. You know. You worked in Canada. What's the atmosphere in Canada compared to the United States like? And you know, maybe give some similarities and differences for you know, some the listeners that maybe haven't seen Canadian, you know, wrestling, you know, in Canada. Maybe you can you know, shed some light on that.
It's good in Canada. Like no matter where you go, it's going to be places that's good. It's going to be places that's not that good. But, like, the one thing that's different about Canada than the States is, like the fans are better, you know? The fans are, like, more into just wanting to be entertained, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's pretty much it, man. Like a lot of the places are good. And it's like a lot of dudes in Canada that's talented, man, that people don't know about. Like, it's dudes that's not getting the opportunities in the States that some of these bookers out here need to open their eyes to and give them a shot, man. And it's like, they just, like, out in Canada, not really getting noticed at all, man. And, like, there's this one place we used to wrestle for called UWA. They ain't around no more. But, like, that was, like, the best place in Canada, man. Like, you know how, like, everybody hype up ROH? You know what I'm saying? Like, UWA was like ROH Canada. Like, that was the place where, like, everybody wanted to be in. Everybody that did those shows, everybody just went 100%. And, like, the crowds was crazy, man. They was pulling in some good crowds, man. And, like, it was fun times there. But then, like, they ended up closing down or whatever. But, like, other places in Canada, it's just joint C4.
IWS.
IWS, I think they might have had that the last show like a month ago or something, man. But like IWS is good.
Just happened.
This joint C4, that's pretty good. That joint is out in Ottawa. There's some other places in Canada that's pretty good too and shit.
Definitely. You know, what's your feelings on the general direction of CCW now? I mean, you work Adam Cole and I mean, I got my, you know, my ups and downs on that matches. You know, I can't say that personally I think they went the best way they could have.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that that feud went the right way, but in the same token, I mean, what was your personal feelings on that?
The feud with Cole, I think the feud was cool. Like, it could have been better, but a lot of the stuff that could have made it better, we didn't really have control of because our hands was tied early on,
right,
as far as shit that we could do. And it's like,
right,
I mean, of course, the wrestlers, they go out in the ring and they got to, like, carry it out. But also, it's like certain stuff, as far as it happens in the back, that, like, your hands are tied. You can't really, you can only do, you can't do everything, that you can't carry it out as much as you really want to. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right,
that's what made that fuse suffer a little bit. Because, like, if me and Cole was able, from the beginning of the feud all the way to the end of it, if we was able to go 100% without having our hands tied, that shit would have been some classic shit, man. Trust me.
Yeah, I imagine.
Shit happens, you know what I'm saying? It's times when, like, management, they'll have, like, a certain plan, and you might have, like, what you feel is a better idea, but they don't want to go with that. So it's like, you do what you can. You got to make the best out of what you're given. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just fucked up sometimes. But,
yeah,
I mean, what we did, though, I think was cool. But we could have got a whole lot more out of it, though, like emotionally and shit.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because it got shit on a lot, and you guys put in a lot of work, but I think it just went down the wrong sequence or chemistry or something. I don't really know how to phrase it, but, you know, a lot of people shit on that, and I think you guys put in a lot of work that should have went to, you know, a little bit better of a aspect on it. But,
Sabian, can you maybe, you know, we always ask this question to a lot of people, and some people, you know, they give us good answers, and some people give us shitty answers, as J-Cat knows what I'm talking about here. But do you have any?
Of course, in your ass.
Do you have any? Do you know? You know exactly what I'm going to ask.
No, I don't.
Do you have any road stories that you want to tell us? You know.
Oh, road stories. I don't know.
I got a lot of road stories, but I can't really. Like, the best one
man. I can't be.
Yo, the next.
The Pied Piper tells nothing.
Yeah, the next person you interview, you're going to ask them that question. You're like, yeah, we had Sabian on, and he kind of pussy out of the question. But no, man. The best road stories is the ones that you can't really tell because they're good.
Yo, that you have to get.
Yo, man, like, the best road story, all right, only thing I'll say is the best road story I got happened in Rochester. It involved me, another one of the boys, and a rat. You know what I'm saying? I want to tell the story definitely no homo.
You another dude and a chick.
It's that one, and then it's another one, man, and I want to tell the whole story.
It's all good. Don't bury none of that.
Yeah, because of who the rat is, that people don't realize is a rat, but she is, you know what I'm saying? But I don't, man. So you got to catch me, like, when I know that I ain't going to wrestle no more at all and shit, that's when everything coming out, though. All the secrets is coming to play.
Never, motherfucker. You know Robbie.
Well, we want you wrestling as long as you can until you get tired of it, and you know we don't want you fucking retiring early bullshit. That's not.
But honestly, I might catch some like bad feelings off of Eric, and I might catch some I don't want to go there feelings out of you. But honestly, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna mention a fucking word. And see where you go with it. Bonnie.
Are you talking about that rat?
I think I am.
Hey, Bonnie. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Bonnie, you want to be made famous? This is your 15 minutes of fame right now. Bonnie is a rat, dog. Like, she one of them rats that think that the boys that she blowing actually got any feeling for it. All they got feeling for is her hair game. That's it. Bonnie, why should
All right, yo, pause. Huh? Pause for 1 second. Right? Like, Eric wants to get that off of Bonnie. Okay? So that's the only reason he's butthurt for this right now. But go ahead, because I feel you. Go ahead.
Wait a minute, what you say about Eric? I got distracted,
though.
What happened?
Nah, I said Eric kind of get that media off of Bonnie and shit, so now that's why there's a little bit of heat on that side of things. So go ahead, because I love it.
Eric, all you got to do is this. Look, whether you got a number, whether you got a Facebook or whatever, all you got to do is this. And, like this, yo, dog, this shit is this easy that I can just say this on the radio and she'll hear it, and you'll still be able to do it in better, dog. All you got to do is hit her up, you know what I'm saying? And just tell her what she want to hear, man. Just tell her, lie to her. Lie to her and say she look good. Yo, Bonnie, you looking good today. You know what I'm saying? And then 5 minutes later, she's going to be giving you a meaty, dog. Trust me. I'm telling you, yo. Like, yo, I'm still pissed off that she ain't hook Alfredo up with a meaty.
Ain't Alfredo up, right?
Alfredo.
Be your boy up, man.
She ain't
fucking
Alfredo.
Yeah, I know, right? Yo, Bonnie be thinking that some of these dudes is her boyfriend or whatever, man. No. No, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, she, I don't know if you heard, but she had dated Trent Acid back in the day. She had dated him in the mouth. She dated him in the mouth.
Exactly, man. That's what I'm talking about. Bonnie, your hair is spectacular. Bonnie should be in the Hall of Fame for rats, man. Seriously. Yo, Eric, when you get that meaty from her, dog, yo, I'm telling you, it's going to change your life.
Fuck yeah. You'll be the, you know what I mean? Best of the best meaty and shit.
Yeah, man, yo, seriously. Yo, Eric, matter of fact, while we talking now, hit her up on Facebook, dog. I'm telling you, she's going to get back to you, and all you got to do is just tell her what she want to hear, and you're going to be getting that meaty, dog. She go to shows just waiting to find somebody that she can give a meaty to, man. That's what it is, like, for real.
That's funny as fuck to me. That whole post rant shit that you went on, man, and you cracked me the fuck up, man. I was dying my ass off.
That was great.
Yeah, man. Fucking eight hours of work. I come home and I read that shit and I'm like, shit. That shit. I let my ass off. That shit was up. So. That's Tommy. That's a real motherfucker right there. That's, you know, that's how Sabian, you know, I ain't trying to, well, I mean, broke kayfabe a whole shitload, but, you know, I don't put people's names out there like that. But, you know, Sabian is a real motherfucker. He really comes off, you know, genuine. Whether you like it or you don't, fucking, that's, you know, the same way I fucking go off. That's, you know, probably why, you know, I've had a few, you know, ups and downs in my own feelings about, you know, this man here. But when I analyze everything over the whole stretch, this is a bad motherfucker. This is some dude that, you know, comes off the real. Whether you like it, whether you don't like it. And a lot of people hate on it, these little fucking message boards and these little fucking posts, blogs, whatever the fuck they want to do on this little fucking keyboard and shit. I'll be texting that shit through their phone. I don't got texting on my fucking phone because I can't do that shit. But, yeah, man. I mean, these people wilding the fuck out. And, you know, there's a lot of shit that's going on that they don't even show up to. And the bottom line is motherfuckers is disrespecting. And, you know, people who actually give a fuck. Check this shit out and see what people are about, you know.
Good looking, dog. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, definitely. Eric, where fuck you at?
Eric, he probably texting Bonnie right now, yo.
I'm working on some stuff.
Yeah, he texted Bonnie right now. He's like, yeah, please don't spare me the meeting.
No.
I know they talk shit, but still.
No. Take care. We'll talk about it off.
My views don't necessarily.
No. Take care.
Listen, bro.
I got some big shit work in the works. So, and it involves this show, and if everything goes well, this show could be going.
That's awesome, but right now we're online with the fucking, like I said.
I know.
I mean?
I know, but it could involve Saban.
So, how is it Black Jesus, son? You know what I mean?
Huh?
That's all I'm asking right now. We on the air.
Are you there?
What? Eric. Yeah, I'm here. What you say?
Nah. I know you here. I'm asking Eric, you know, throw a question or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I thought you said
I'm bullshitting.
Oh, yeah. No, I had my paper.
Tell me about some other shit, man.
No, I got my paper. Hold on. Give me 1 second. All right, so,
Jesus Christ.
You know, now, I, you know.
Black Jesus Christ.
Come on, let me talk here. Come on. All right. No, I don't want to get controversial, but I'm going to have to get controversial here.
Oh, here we go.
I don't want to keep going controversial, but, you know, you work with a guy that is also known as a controversial character on this show. You know, we've talked about this guy, you know, negatively a couple times, and that's one Ian Rotten. I mean, you've worked with Ian Rotten in the past, and, I mean, what's your thoughts on working with Ian? And, I mean, just, you know.
You get paid.
Yeah, I got paid. Like the with Ian, like
right.
The thing is, like I didn't. Yo, you there?
Yo, yeah, man.
Oh, alright. Like the thing with Ian, like I didn't work for him as much as a lot of other people did. So like you hear all the stories of like Ian fucking them on pay. Like it was only like one time where like the pay issue came up, and it wasn't even really that serious. You know what I'm saying? Like it was an issue. And then it got taken care of the very next day. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have a lot of stories about Ian that everybody else do. You know what I'm saying? Like, he never, like, Ian, like, thing is, like, Ian never really promised me something and didn't, and then went back on his promise. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't really have nothing negative to say about him. Like, and a lot of it, I'm sure it's because, like, I didn't work for him as much as everybody else did. Like, a lot of people work for him for a long time, and, like, they got all kinds of horror stories. Like, Ian was always with me, you know what I'm saying? He was always cool.
Yeah. Speaking of other companies, what happened with the whole PWU thing of leaving CZW, come back to CZW? And yeah, I know you're one of the first guys back, so you obviously, you know, seeing that as like a bad move, or I don't know, just from my view, but. What's your thoughts on that?
The thing is, when I left CZW and went to PWU, it's because I wasn't happy at CZW. But at the same time, I didn't do everything I could, you know what I'm saying, to talk that shit out. That's why I didn't stay at PWU for so long. Like, it was like, I was pissed off. It was like, I was pissed off about things there, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I went over to PWU, and, like, I didn't really want to be there. It was like I just did it based off of me being pissed off. So it was like I went over there. I wanted to go back to CZW, and then, like, I talked to them. I went back to CZW, and then after that, I ain't have a problem with, like talking about shit that I wasn't happy with. If I had a problem, I would just talk to the man in charge, and then shit would get handled. That was basically it. That's basically it, really.
Did you catch heat off that?
Not as much as I thought I was. It was like, I thought, like, coming back, people was going to just be shady or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody for the most part was cool. It was like nothing changed. at least in front of my face, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows what might have been said about me behind my back, but, you know what I'm saying, that's like, it wasn't really no problems at all. It was like nothing ever happened, really. Like, a couple cats, you know what I'm saying, just clowned me a little bit, but after that, it was all good, you know what I'm saying? But you got to deal with that, though, so.
I hear you. What was your favorite match you've ever had?
Match in Spain with Ultimo Dragon. That was my favorite because Ultimo was one of the dudes I always looked at.
His match with Ultimo.
What was the match?
With Ultimo.
I wrestled Ultimo Dragon in Spain. Like, Ultimo was somebody
wow.
I always looked up to. And then, like, when it happened, that was the shit to me. And then, like,
what did they call you in Spain?
Call me Spado and shit.
Spado.
Yeah,
so fucked up. I'll give a fuck. I seen this shit when it happened. And I'm like, that's fucked up.
No, this is the thing, though. This is the thing. Like Rikishi wouldn't let me use the name Sabian over there because they were taping for TV in Spain. So he was like, that sounds too close to dude from TNA. So I'm like, all right, cool. So, like, he wanted to give me a different name and shit. I'm not even going to say what that name was and shit, man. That shit was corny. So I was just like, yo, since all my stuff got S's on it, whatever, can I just take the name? He's like, yeah, go ahead. So I just said Spado. And he's like, all right, what's wrong with that? And that was it.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I seen that shit, I was like, wow. I don't even understand how that worked out in mediation like this. Wow, all right then.
A lot of people heard that and they like, hey though, what type of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that was it.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, we're that short on people. But wow. So yeah, that's crazy, but what other countries? I mean, you worked at this point, definitely Germany, you work Spain, definitely trying
England.
To get to Japan.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to Japan.
England.
I've been to Italy, England, been to Canary Islands, but Japan is definitely the place I'm trying to get to, and, like, hopefully that shit happens.
Russia?
Is that what you said? No, man, Japan. I don't even know what's going on. I don't even know what's going on in Russia.
Nah, I know nothing about Russia. I thought I heard this, and in Russia. And I'm like, Russia? What the fuck is going on in Russia? I ain't seen shit out of it.
No, dog. No, homie. They might not like my kind in Russia and shit.
I don't think they like wrestling in Russia. So.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like...
You know what's the country?
I might go to Russia and be on some locked up abroad type shit, man. Not good.
But that Japan thing, we need. You know, I mean, I would love to see that. You know, soon, ASAP. You know, what I mean, if anybody from Japan's listening, you know, Sabian, bring him over.
Fuck all of that. Sabian is gonna show himself to the fucking.
And
the
tear
big
it up.
Japan wrestling that, guys coming into CCW.
And hit,
he's going to show himself to the fucking New Japan guys coming in. New Japan, right? He's coming into Jersey Yell Pro. And that's it, man.
Yeah.
And hopefully he shows his brainbuster, you know what I mean, that brainbuster that everybody loves. You know what I'm saying? And I know you, JCat, you know, you love that brainbuster.
Yeah.
You love that brainbuster.
I know, yeah. I agree. But, you know, you got a stiff ass brainbuster. And, you know, you post up some, you know, like, at least 500 spots during the fucking match. You know, whatever it is, whatever you choose. You post up a stiff brainbuster, a stiff this, a stiff that, a fucking accurate this, that. Eventually, motherfuckers gonna have to like it because you know you put a lot of work in, and when people motherfucking understand that the work that's put in, it's putting out month after month after month nonstop, and then you're like, oh, when is this guy coming back, or when is this guy coming back? The other guy is fucking doing month after month fucking repetitions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, eventually that shit comes to light. And that's the bottom line with that. Motherfuckers understand. So, Eric, what else you got?
Sabian, who are some of the guys that you've worked with that you think, you know, maybe they have not gotten their top recognition, you know, either by getting signed by a big company or, you know, maybe still working
underrated.
For, you know, underrated. Who are some of the guys you've worked that you
who
that
are
you
underrated?
That you seem that are underrated, you know?
Devin Moore, Azriel, Bandito Jr., Hollow Wicked, who else? There's a lot of other cats, but those are the ones that come to mind right away. I think it's crazy that Claudio not in WWE, him and Hero. I think it's crazy that they not there.
You want Darren got sent back. I said Claudio and Darren got sent back and shit. Like they were like,
yeah,
nah, you're
yeah,
not ready.
Yeah, they definitely should be up there. But underrated. I can't really think of nobody else right now. But
would you consider a guy like Adam Cole or like a Tyler Veritas, a guy you know like an underrated guy or now?
Well, like I didn't really count them because they still sort of, you know, so they still sort of new. You know what I'm saying? Cole, yeah, they still building up. But like Cole, he getting the shine in Ring of Honor right now. That's good for him. You know what I'm saying? But like for the most part, him and Tyler, they still.
You?
Yeah. Huh? Like
why
well,
haven't they called you up yet?
I don't know, man. I'm working on that, dog. Like, I'm trying to get in there. Yeah, I'd like to be there. You know what I'm saying? That's up to them. You know what I'm saying? Hook that up. I think I do some good shit there. But, those two, Tyler and Adam Cole, they still sort of new. They still building. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they'll blow up.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you got? What, anything else you got?
Me?
Yeah.
I was saying, you know, it's been a great interview. If you got anything else to get off your chest, you can fucking bust out with that. You know, anything that, you know, trying to fucking get out to the world, fucking you want to put on there, it's your mic. I definitely want to let you promote whatever fucking shit's coming up and everything else. So do that right now, and then... We'll go off of that.
Yeah. Of course, you know what I'm saying? We got Germany coming up. We're leaving on Thursday. Support CZW in Germany. And then when I come back, got Force One on the 12th, CZW on the 13th. Got GBW out in Gettysburg on the 19th. I got East Coast Lucha Libre on the 20th. Got ICW on the 26th. Got some good shit coming up. Other than that, you know what I'm saying, keep supporting Black G's, keep hating Black G's, keep loving them, whatever, keep supporting indie wrestling, you know what I'm saying? All I'm waiting for is opportunity, man, the talent is there, and you know what I'm saying, it ain't like I have a problem with, you know what I'm saying, doing good things wherever I go, all I'm waiting for is that opportunity, so Ring of Honor, open them doors, all the other places, open them doors, you know what I'm saying, let me do my thing, and I'm telling you, shit's gonna blow up, we make money together, that's about it, though.
I think I have one more question, but I don't even know if it's like true or not. Did you recently work for ICW? Was that ICW? Somebody was telling me it had like 15 or 14 or 15 matches on the card. They were complaining about it.
Yeah.
Was it ICW?
That was I think 2 weekends ago. Yeah, he had like a tag team tournament, but it was like all together, dog, it was like 15 matches on the show, man. Like 15 of them, John. That show was so long that like me and Ruckus had our match, right? And then when we left, we was halfway home and they had just got to like intermission and shit, right? That's how long that fucking show was.
Cool. Who do you think is the nicest cat in hip hop right now? Philly, New York, Jersey, whatever. Who's the nicest cat in hip hop right now? Current.
Current. I don't know, man. I can't really say one person, man. Like, I don't know.
It's hard.
Like,
I know it's hard.
Lame,
I couldn't tell you back. Yeah. I said, yeah.
I'm like a Lil Wayne. I'm like a Lil Wayne and shit. Like, I don't know, man. Like, there's some other cats that everybody high on. I ain't really feeling like that, man. Like, I ain't really feeling Drake like that. I ain't really feeling Kanye too much like that no more.
Right.
Yeah,
Kanye's always been hit and miss. Drake, I mean, you got too much biting going on. But
yeah,
I don't know. Lil Wayne, he's locked up.
For real, man. It's like every now and then a song will come through that I like, but it ain't really too many people that I'm really feeling all like that. You know?
Yeah, I'm not even talking best of, but I want to ask. What's your feelings on Sean P?
On who?
Sean P. Who?
Fucking
Sean Price, son.
Is that the scalpel?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. I like him.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen to his recent shit. His shit is nasty.
For real? Yo, that's
dude, the recent shit is nasty.
I got to check that page.
I'm saying, Sean P, he put a fucking album out called Jesus Christ Superstar. You know what I mean? Like, and you still didn't pick up on that shit?
I didn't even know about it. I'm be honest, yo. I'm gonna check that shit out, though.
Definitely, bro. I mean, he put out a lot of shit. Shit is bananas. You love that shit.
All right, cool. Let me check that shit out.
Definitely. I'll do my best to send that shit, but I'm computer retarded, so I get on there and fucking post you drunk, and other than that, I don't know. So.
All right, cool.
So. But, hey, Eric. You got some more shit, or should we close this out? Because, you know what I mean?
We've went the longest ever.
Longest ever. I mean, hey, homie over here.
It was a fun time.
Davian.
That was awesome.
The Black Keys has done fucking phenomenal fucking shit for us. Came out here, they shoot the shit with us, did the thing. You know what I mean? Promoted everything that he wanted to promote. You know, we got our show up. You know, having a guy like this, you know, this is good. Man. Motherfuckers better pay attention because the Kick Radio is in the fucking biz. They ain't the motherfucking as far as blog talk and all that. I can't believe anything else is more real. You got a bunch of fucking nerds talking dumb shit. You got people just sucking dick all fucking 2 hours long. And you know what I mean? We got a cat like Sabian that just fucking represented for a couple hours and telling true shit, real shit. So, you know, I'd like to thank Sabian for coming on. And, you know, we'll have you go on again in the future because you're a fucking phenomenal guest. And just as fellow Blackout member Robbie Marino was, it's going to have to be another show for another time, and then we're definitely going to do that shit.
Good looking. That's some time, though.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yo, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you later, homie.
All right, dog.
Yep, have a good night.
All right.
All right.